Let me again bid you welcome, express appreciation for your being here. Again, we say it so often, but we say it sincerely. It's just good to get together. The lesson this morning, and there is an outline in the bulletin if you'd like to follow along. The idea is choose wisely. Choose wisely. And I made the statement in the title, it's more precious than gold. We're going to look at things that the Bible says are more precious than gold. So today's lesson answers that question. Is anything more precious than gold? I know some are going to say, I can't think of anything. Can't think of a thing. Just give me the gold. I'll find my happiness. But let's take a look at how the Bible answers the question for us. Is anything more precious than gold? Number one, a little with righteousness than great treasure and trouble. It's in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 16. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. All right, I'll take a little with fear of the Lord than treasure and trouble, if those things are together. Solomon continues his thought in chapter 15, verse 17. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. So herbs and love is better than a stalled ox and hatred. In chapter 16, verse 8, Solomon said, Better is a little with righteousness, so a little and righteousness together, than great revenues without right. And then chapter 17, verse 1, better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of sacrifices with strife. He's answering the question of what value is the finest steak on your table when you've lost your appetite. Just don't have an appetite for it. In other words, it's not worth it to have treasure and trouble. It's not worth it to have the steak with hate, or to have the might and you're not right, or to have a rich life and strife. Says there's something better than that. There's something better than treasure and trouble. Yeah, that's right. You know, what value is that Sealy Posturepedic sleep therapy, temperature-controlled, self-adjusting mattress when you can't sleep because you have hatred in your life? Treasure with trouble. It's not very precious. So there's something more valuable than that. Something more valuable than a life with, even if you have the treasure, if it's filled with hate or trouble, or you're not right, or there's strife. Solomon says, give me a little with the fear of the Lord. Give me a dinner of herbs where love is. Give me a little, but with righteousness. Give me a dry morsel with quietness. Yeah, I'll take that. Number two is life. Life, just living, is precious, isn't it? Ask you the question, what amount or how much money will you take for your life? I'm not going to take anything, because if you take my life, I can't enjoy the treasure you just gave me. Jesus Jesus said in Luke 12, verse 15, "Beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses." My life is not determined by my possessions. The value of my life is not determined by what I have. If it was, I'd not be worth very much. Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 25, "Is not the life more than meat? And the body more than raiment?" A little self-examination question. Is my life worth more than the accumulation of things? My life. It's more precious than the designer clothes we wear, or the places we eat, or the finest food we eat. Our life. I want my life. So the challenge is to make the most of our life before most of our life is gone. Our life. Your life may not be the best, but you can be your best. And that's what I want. I want my life to be the best that I can be. Life. When life is taken, you know, those who remain, we have the memories, but we think, look at what they're going to miss out on from here on. Their life is, it's gone. Life, more precious than treasure. I'm not going to give up my life for any amount. My life. Number three, I put in your notes, is time. In Ephesians 5, verse 15, the Apostle Paul said, "See then that you walk circumspectly." All right? I want to walk circumspectly. Not as foolish people, but as wise. And then he illustrates it. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. To walk circumspectly, he's saying, means to make the most of your time. Make the wisest possible use of your time. The psalmist said in Psalm 90, verse 12, "Teach us to number our days," all the time that we have, "and see that we apply our hearts to wisdom." That's right. All right, time. The time that we have, you know, in our hands. Paul said in Romans 13, verse 12, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand." All the time that we have. "Let us therefore..." All right, how am I going to use my time, Paul? Paul said, "Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light." Let's walk honestly in the day. Not in rioting or drunkenness, clamoring or wantonness. Not in strife or envying, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The time that I have is more precious than treasure. Job said in Job 24, verse 22, "No man is sure of life." I want to take the time that I have right now and use it wisely. Because you see, in time, one might be able to accumulate and hold on to great sums of money. But however, with no amount of money is he able to accumulate and hold on to time. Time. That clock just keeps ticking. Can't stop the clock. I want to be sure that I use the time wisely. Of course, with some people, time runs out before their money does. And what value is treasure when your time is gone? So with the time that you and I have, we want to prepare for eternity. And it's in eternity where time will be no more, but you don't have any time to lose. You need to use your time wisely. Prepare for eternity. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, "Behold, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. now. Like this time, right now. Now is the time. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13 says, exhort one another daily. And that's what I do when I stand up here and I try to, you know, plead or pray and exhort. To use our time wisely. And Paul says, exhort one another daily while it's called today. I want to use this time to plead and to pray for us to use our time correctly. To see that now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to respond to God correctly. And the Hebrew writer says, lest any one of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Time is precious. Number four is instruction. Knowledge. Wisdom, understanding. Proverbs 8, verse 10, Solomon said, receive instruction and not silver. Receive knowledge rather than gold. There's something precious about information. There's something precious about instruction. And understanding. In Proverbs verse, wisdom is better than riches. And all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Well, so we have this desire for all this accumulation of things. And Solomon brings us back home and says, no, I want you to have some understanding, some wisdom, some knowledge. I want you to know something. So I put in a note, someone said, there's no knowledge so valuable as a knowledge of what is valuable. That's wisdom. I want to know what is of true value. What's precious? What's better than this or that over there? What's better? Paul said in Philippians 3 verse 8, yea, doubtless I count all things but loss. Paul, what are you going to give up everything for? I count all things, everything I have in my hand, everything that I've accumulated or possessed or I have stored in boxes, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord. The best wisdom, the best knowledge is to have that knowledge of what is of true value. And Paul said, I give up everything I have for the knowledge, the excellency of that knowledge. Of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Instruction. Knowledge. Number five is honesty. Proverbs 19, verse 23. A poor man is better than a liar. Quite a breakdown in society concerning honesty. You read news reports of those who have cheated or swindled or robbed. They've traded honesty for treasure. Solomon says, a poor man is better, wise choices. I'd rather be poor than dishonest. It's more precious than gold. I've heard a story of a teacher saying to her class, when she was going to give an examination or a test, she was saying, you're taking two tests today. One is the test itself, and the other is the test of honesty. And if you can only pass one test, be sure it's the test of honesty. And that's the way it is with your life and mine. Every day we're taking a test, and it's really two tests. One's the examination of life itself, and the other's the test of honesty. But if you can only pass one, be sure it's the test of honesty. We don't want to rob to get gold. Poor man is better than dishonesty. Number six is character. In Proverbs 22, verse 1, a good name, yes. Good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. A choice again. And loving favor rather than silver and gold. A good name. See, when you die, it won't matter how much gold you've accumulated. When you die. But it will matter the manner of life in which you lived. The memories that we leave behind. Reputation, that good name. Reputation, I put in notes of what people think we are, but our character is what we really are. It's okay to give up gold to make good character, a good name, but it's not the wisest choice. No, it's not the good choice at all to give up a good name to gain treasure. I'll give up treasure for that good name. The last one is salvation. Jesus said it in Mark chapter 8, verse 36. For what shall it profit a man? Alright? What shall it profit? You have the accumulation. What shall it profit a man? He gains, he doesn't just say you have the gold or silver. He said, what does it profit if you gain the whole world? Wow. I'm the richest man or person on earth. Wow, what does it profit me if I lose my soul? Well, that's a comparison. The value of your soul and mine. What does it profit if we gain all of it, all the world, everything the world has to offer, but I've lost my soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I can't buy my salvation. You could be the one person in the world who has the most toys, but of what value is it if you lose your soul? Our soul, our eternal salvation. Put in your notes, it's so precious that God gave His best. Peter explains it in other places too, but in 1 Peter 1, verse 18. For as much as you know, alright, here's that knowledge that is precious. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold. I want to know that. When God purchased our salvation through His Son, it wasn't with silver and gold. He said, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish and without spot. The purchased price of our salvation. More precious than silver and gold and treasure. So again, the question is asked when we make these wise choices. I'd rather have a little with the fear of the Lord. I want to realize that my life does not consist in the abundance of things that I possess. I want to circumspectly and redeem the time because now is the day of salvation. I want to receive instruction and knowledge because wisdom is better. I want to... And again, nothing is so valuable as he who knows what is valuable. I'd rather be poor than a liar. I'd rather have a good name than great riches. And I don't want to lose my soul. Don't want to lose my soul over treasure. So that's the lesson. So we have to begin by saying, is there anything more precious than gold? Yes. You can shake your heads up and down. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. So now we come to the point in the lesson where we speak about that salvation again. Your salvation and mine, most precious. Jesus compared it to the whole world. If you lose your soul, don't do that. Don't do that. You're subject to the invitation, the gospel, the good news, that God so loved the world, He gave a Son. Whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent His Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, I'm the way, not a way among many ways. I'm the way. The truth, not a truth among many truths. I'm the truth. And the life. Not a life among many lives. I'm the life. He that comes to God, or to the Father, comes through me. Through Jesus. No other way. No other way. So that's the invitation we extend. Not extending you a salvation that a committee came up with, or a group, or majority rule. We extend a heavenly invitation that God assigns us to deliver. Jesus told His disciples, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. And then once we do that, then we begin to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we make these wise choices for salvation, for eternal life, for spiritual blessings that come from above, that the Father
gives his children.
So let's stand and we'll sing a song of encouragement, invitation. If you're subject to that, that's your desire, that's your resolve, why don't you come and let your request be known as we sing this song together.